Oh, breakfast ready?
Good morning, Fred, darling. Come and sit down, honey. I made your special favorite breakfast. Rock wheat pancakes and burrata sausage and some lovely cactus berry muffins.
All right, let's have it straight, Wilma. What have you done?
Good morning, little Pebbly Poo.
Let Daddy eat his breakfast now, Pebbles.
I can't eat. I'm too busy figuring what this is going to cost me.
Oh, silly. It's just that nothing's too good for my wonderful husband. Oh, I almost forgot your coffee.
A, there's a contest for the fattest husband in Bedrock, and she's entering me. B, she had an accident with the car. C, she wants something.
Oh, Fred, I was wondering...
The C's have it. She wants something.
Betty and I were talking. You know, the four of us haven't had a night on the town in ages. And there's a fabulous new restaurant. It's called the Chateau Rock'n'Blue.
Chateau Rock'n'Blue.
Every single person we know has been there except us. Have some more pancakes, dear.
Late for work. Gotta run.
Fred, please. Can't we go, please?
Wilma, it costs a week's salary just to tip the parking lot boy in that place. We can't afford it. The answer is absolutely no.
We don't ask things very often.
Positively no.
Please? Pretty please?
Definitely. Maybe.
The trouble is, they don't ask for things very often. I didn't know what to say.
Barney, you gotta be firm. Won't be just the dinner and the tips. It'll mean a babysitter and a new dress and a hairdo.
Yeah, I know. So what did you tell Wilma?
I gave her a firm, definite maybe.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was firm, too. Hey, look up in the sky, Fred.
What is it?
I don't know.
Hit the brakes, Fred. It's headed right for us.
Wow, that was close.
Grab a shovel out of the back. Let's see what it is.
Right.
Hey, come here, Bon.
Do you hear something?
It's buzzing. Maybe it's a flying beehive.
Yeah, maybe it's a
All right, start digging. A beehive. Oh, boy.
Careful, clumsy. You're not planting potatoes, you know.
Fred, what is it?
Well, why don't you try opening it to find out, genius?
Barney, that sounds like a human voice.
Very good. You go to the head of the class. But first, get me out of here.
Give me a hand, Barn. Roll it over again, Barney. I can't find the opening.
Easy, you oafs. I'm getting seasick. Find the blue spoke.
David, blue spoke. Yeah, right here.
Now, under it is a red latch. See it?
Here.
Fine, now open the latch. Now press the orange button and stand back.
Right. Stand back, Barney.
Ah, fresh air. It got a bit stuffy in there, you know. Now then, I suppose the usual amenities are in order. I am the Great Gazoo, and I thank you for rescuing me.
Hey, Fred, do you see what I see?
I see it, but I don't believe it. Gazoo, huh?
Oh, listen to them, will you? Did it ever occur to the two of you that nature was less than kind? Look at yourselves, overstuffed, overgrown, and a perfectly dreary color. Well, what are your names?
I'm Fred Flintstone.
And mine's Barney Rubble.
Flintstone and Rubble? You thought my name was funny. Gazoo, the former headmaster scientist on planet Zetots?
The witch on what?
The planet Z... Oh, never mind. Well, where they put me, where am I?
You're in Bedrock.
I don't mean the location. What year am I in? 14th century? 15th? Where?
Hey, do you understand a word he's saying, Fred?
No. But humor him, he may be dangerous.
No, it can't be. Look, I can't believe it. It looks like a... But no, it couldn't be. I'll have to take a closer look.
Did you see that, Fred? He stopped them right in his tracks.
It is a prehistoric mastodon. They've sent me all the way back to the Stone Age. That's not fair.
Well, I'm scared, Fred.
Me too. But play it cool.
Don't. The shame of it.
Oh, well, that's how it goes. You want a hanky?
No, thanks. I have one. Cruel and unusual punishment, that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe it'll help you to talk about it.
Well, there's not much to say. Yesterday, I was the most brilliant scientist in all of Zatox. And today, simply because of one tiny invention, I have been conspired against, locked in my very own time capsule, and sent here to start all over again. All but my simplest powers gone.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yeah. What was the tiny invention?
It was a little button no bigger than your fingernail. But if you pressed it, zam!
Zam?
Zam. Everyone and everything in the universe would go in one multiglorious, instantaneous disintegration. Oh. I don't look so worried. I never intended to use it. It was a status thing. I was the first one on my block to have one. But they didn't believe me either. So, here I am, forced to serve two prehistoric dum-dums until I've proved that I'm reformed.
I think I know the answer, but who are the prehistoric dum-dums you are forced to serve?
The dum-dums that freed me, of course. Ridiculous, isn't it? Well, what do you want?
What do us dum-dums want, Fred?
Well, Hey, I get it. We're having a dream, Bon.
Oh, thank goodness. I was getting worried.
You doubt the powers of the great Kazoo? Take that! And that!
Gee, this is great, but our wives won't recognize us.
Oh, great Kazoo, could we be back to our normal size, please?
Of course. Your wish is my command.
Okay. Oh, mighty Kazoo, I'd like a big, juicy Bronto burger.
Hey, it works! How about 20 bucks?
Hey, my turn. I want a beautiful new dress for my wife.
Me too. I want a beautiful new dress for my wife.
I'd like a gym set for Bam Bam.
I'd like a new doll for Pebbles.
We need some garden furniture.
We need a new dining room set.
New golf clubs.
A fishing pole.
Bowling ball.
Have your fun, fellows. But take heed. Greed brings trouble. Which is now approaching. An officer of the law, I believe.
You explain all this to him, will you, Kazoo?
I can't. You two are the only ones who can see me. All right, what's going on? What's all this stuff?
Oh, well, it just, no. But we just found it.
Oh, you found it, huh? Out here in the middle of the road, huh? All right, citation number one. Failing to report stolen property.
Oh, this property wasn't stolen. It's ours. We were taking it home.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you were, huh? All right, citation number two. Transporting stolen property.
Kazoo, we changed our minds. We don't want this stuff, at least for now.
As you wish. Let's see. What else? Citation number three. Blocking the road.
Blocking the road? Why, officer, whatever do you mean?
All that stuff is...
good. I'll open my eyes and it'll be there again. It's still gone. What happened to it?
Happened to what?
I saw toys and clothes, furniture. I saw it. I really did. I'm not overworked. I don't need a vacation.
But I know one thing. I'm getting out of here.
What do you think you are? A comedian or something?
Irresistible impulse. No wonder they shipped you back.
If I were you two, I wouldn't look a gift sorcerer in the mouth.
Okay. Don't get mad.
Hey, we got something big here, Bun. But we gotta learn to use it. Start small and work up gradually.
Yeah. Start small. Like taking the girls to the Chateau Rockin'Blue tonight.
Yeah, sounds great to me. Hop in. We'll go tell them. You too, Great Gazoo. Gazoo, where did he go? Gazoo!
Please don't shout so. Traveling through all those centuries takes a lot out of a fella. I'm going to sleep.
Sure. As soon as I get this thing turned around, we'll be quiet as mice.
Hold it. I'll never get a nap this way. Hang on.
I can just see the girls' faces when we tell them what we got. So this little guy is just 2 feet tall. Would you believe it?
No.
Well, he's the screen color, see?
Green!
And he's from another planet.
He is?
And he does magic like you wouldn't believe.
No, we would not.
But it's a funny story so far. Look, I don't think Pebbles or Bam Bam believe you either. What's the punchline?
Wilma, it's no joke, honest. Here, I'll show you. Gazoo, come in, Gazoo. Gazoo!
Yes, what is it now?
Oh, Great Gazoo, I command you to make yourself known.
I can't, dum-dum. I told you nobody but you could see or hear me.
They're gonna think we flipped.
Well, it's no use, Fred.
Come on, Betty. Another one of their gags backfired.
Little green man.
Can't you do something, Gaz?
Sure. Watch.
Imagine coming up with a story like that.
Gazoo, no!
Oh, I want my Betty back.
As you wish.
We'd have to be a couple of dumb clucks to believe such a story.
Oh, boy, that's better.
Hey, we'll need those new dresses for the girls to wear tonight.
I know. 2 dresses coming up.
Oh, gift-wrapped, please.
Well, now who do we have here? What's your name, little fella?
Bam Bam. Bam Bam. Bam Bam Bam.
Yes, what superhuman strength.
Well, why not? That's my superhuman kid. His name's Bam Bam.
Tell you something else that's superhuman. He can see you.
Oh, yes, I forgot to mention. Little children and animals can see things the rest of you dum-dums can't. Oh, you want to play too. You make a cute doll.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Are you sure you can't show our wives?
Positive.
Who are they talking to, Wilma?
I don't know, but I wish they'd quit it.
I really must get some sleep now. Night-night.
Don't be too long. We're gonna need you later.
Fred, is something wrong?
I think it's a good time to open the presents.
You're acting very strange, Fred.
Frankly, you've both got us worried.
Something's going on, and we don't like it. Presents?
What presents?
These presents. A few little goodies for our sweet wives. Hey, think up a good story now, Fred.
Right, Bun. Let's see. I guess you girls are wondering how we got the money for all this.
Oh, Oh, Fred, this dress is just beautiful.
It's perfect, Barney.
We thought you girls would look nice in them if we take you to the Chateau Rockin'Blue tonight.
The Rockin'Blue?
You mean it? Really?
About this stuff. We were walking down this alley, minding our own business. When we see this guy being held up.
Most understanding.
Well, we foiled the robbery attempt.
Most adorable.
So, anyway...
Thank you. Thank you.
You're wasting a good story, Fred. Save it for another time.
Who can figure women?
Who wants to?
Oh, I'm so excited. How much further is it, Fred?
Almost there, honey. You can see it. See the top of the next hill?
Chateau Rockin'Blue. It sits so high, the view from there must be beautiful.
I don't know about the view, but the prices are high enough.
Ah, bonsoir.
Table for four, please. Antoine, is it?
The name is Pierre, monsieur. You have a reservation, of course.
Oh, boy, that does it. We forgot to make them, Fred.
Everything's under control, Bond. Sure we have reservations. My pal Stonewall Jackson on his 20 just made them for us. Right?
Oui, monsieur. Suivez-moi, s'il vous plaît.
What'd he say?
He said money talks. After you, girls?
You girls go ahead. Fred and I'll join you in a minute.
What's up?
That was all the money you had.
So what? When the bill comes, we'll get more from old Gaz. Come on.
Hey, one more thing.
Now what?
We forgot flowers for the girls.
Hey, you're right. Gazoo! Gazoo!
Gazoo!
Now that you've awakened me, I hope it's important.
We forgot corsages for our wives.
Well, that was a red light emergency, wasn't it? Two corsages coming up. Now, please let me get some sleep. I'm very tired.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. We won't need you for a while.
A long while, I hope.
It's too beautiful. I can't believe we're really here.
And Mama said they'd never take us. When I told her we were coming here, she said to make sure they had money to pay the check.
Here you are, girls. A little something to go with your dresses.
A corsage.
Where did you boys get them? They're beautiful.
Oh, a lady was selling them in the lobby.
Strange. We have no one selling flowers in the lobby.
Carson, bring us the best dinner in the house, and price is no object.
Fred, don't you think we should see how much it costs first?
Relax, Wilma. When the Flintstones go out, we go all the way.
And the Rubbles, too. To the bitter end. It didn't come out right.
What a dinner. I'll never forget that food.
And just listen to that dreamy music.
That must have been some bonus Mr. Slate gave you.
Easy come, easy go.
Your check is ready, monsieur.
I hope you added a generous tip for our waiter.
I hope you two have enough money for all this.
Oh, sure. How much, Fred?
Not so bad. It's, $2.25.
Gee, $2.25 is very reasonable for $225?
Uh-oh. Come on, Betty. Let's go comb our hair. I hate to see grown men cry.
It's no problem. Gazoo, $225, please. Gazoo, I said $225 now. You try, Bond. I must be doing something wrong.
Oh, okay. Hey, Gazoo, you got a couple of hundred on you? Maybe he left it under the plate.
He could have dropped it on the floor.
You see it, Fred?
No. Come on, Gazoo, get with it.
Oh, yeah, remember us? We're the dum-dums you gotta serve.
Did you lose something, monsieur?
We seem to have misplaced our money. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure, what's the matter with me? It's waiting for me outside. I'll be right back.
Your money is waiting for you outside. Oh, no, you don't, chum.
Honest, we gotta meet this guy. You tell him, Bond. Bond?
It's very simple. A little green man, 2 feet tall, from planet Zatox. Why, he grants us whatever we want, see? And right now we want money. Help!
Hey! Come back, you deadbeats! Elfon, stop those guys!
What happened to your accent?
It's reserved for paying customers, of which these two guys are not.
Oh, boy!
Do you have any money at home?
Same as you, the vacation fund in the cookie jar.
Come on, Betty. We've just had our vacation.
I didn't think there were this many dishes in all of Bedrock.
Well, what do we have here? The last of the big-time spenders.
Now, don't rub it in, girls. We may be here all night.
No, you won't, Cinderella. Your fairy godmother's here with your pumpkin.
Kazoo! He's back?
Will you stop that? We've paid the bill with our vacation money. Now let's go home.
Look, girls, there is an explanation.
Sure, Fred, sure. There always is. But just to break the monotony, we've come to a decision. We don't want to hear it.
We better face it, Fred. They're never going to believe us. And you know something? I'm beginning to wonder myself.
Oh, boy. It's good to get home.
Good night, Betty.
Good night, Wilma.
You notice how nobody says good night to the guys with the dishpan hands? Boy, if I get my hands on that little green fink Kazoo.
You called, Buster.
Kazoo, where were you?
When?
Tonight! When do you think?
Boy, do you know what we've been through?
Of course not. I've been sleeping.
Oh, that's swell. You just take off and sleep whenever you want to, eh?
How can we count on you when we can't count on you?
Well, it does present a problem, doesn't it? Why don't you try counting on yourselves?
But you said you were supposed to save us, to give us what we want.
My dear fellow, I'm not only undependable, but I'm a bit of a kook. That's why I'm here, remember? I'm being punished.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Oh, look, I don't wish to stay here forever. And since I am supposed to serve you, I will try. But take heed. Don't ask for more than you can handle. You may get it. We'll see you tomorrow. Maybe.
Do you think you'll be back?
I don't know, Vaughn. Might be better if he wasn't. Look at all the trouble he caused us.
He caused us, or we've caused us. I wonder which it really is. I think you'll be back.
Looks that way. Night, Vaughn.
Good night, Fred.
In here, Fred.
Are you still up, Wilma?
Uh-huh. I've been thinking. Tonight wasn't your fault. It was Betty and mine.
I like that kind of thinking. How come?
Because we pressured you into taking us someplace you couldn't afford.
Oh, but you girls deserve to go.
No,
and
we were wrong, Fred. But thank you for trying to please us.
There's a moral to all this. When two people really care about each other, they have all the magic they need.
What happened to the lights?
I don't know.
Fred, where'd those flowers come from?
A surprise, Wilma. A complete surprise. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises from now on. See what I mean?
Silly. We just have a short or something. Anyway, who cares? Let them stay out.
Wilma Flintstone, I am with you.
A few more of these good deeds, and maybe they'll let me go back.
Time. We'll have a gay old time.